If there's nobody else here, we can get started.
Think Sally, you good with doing that?
Uh-huh.
Actually, yes.
Since you're technically the only person that is allowed to do that.
Yeah.
It's pure silliness, I tell you.
Huh?
It's pure silliness.
Yeah.
Pure silliness.
Well, did direct who can move there and who can't be there?
What's that?
Did they say it had to be you?
Pretty much, I'm a union.
She's the only union person, so she's the only one that technically is allowed.
Yeah.
All them rules are
amazing. Isn't that crazy? I know,
union rules are unreal. We did some stuff when I was assigned to Boeing, we did some things with, we got in all kind of trouble when we was military, but we still got in trouble. Well, turn this on silent.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stand for Pledge of Allegiance. I call this meeting to order at 5:30 on. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And I need a roll call, please.
Keith?
Here.
Bill?
Here.
Anthony?
Here.
David?
Present.
Okay. It's time to elect new or replace or whatever we're going to do here. So
Can I cut you off really quick? I apologize. There's not the communications or anything, but I want to introduce Emily Beck. She is our new council liaison for the planning committee. Oh, wow. Just so you guys know who she's here or who she is here.
All right.
Thank you.
Looking for nominations for the chairperson for next year.
I nominate Keith Holcomb.
Well, actually, I'm nominating Dave Wynn.
Okay, wait, one at a time. So Keith
Holcomb. I'm nominating Stacy.
I'll nominate Keith for the chair, Dave for the vice.
Okay, so hold on one second. We have to do this in order so we get it right. So the nomination is Keith, and that is seconded by, or that is nominated by Tony. Do we have a second for Tony's nomination of Keith?
I'll second that one.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations for chair?
No, I'm going to nominate David because I'm going to refuse the chair. So,
David by Keith. Do we have a second for David as the chair?
Well, if Keith's going to... He's going to run away from that whole second at warm.
All right. Well, that kind of tells you what's going to happen there. I guess we'll take a vote, but.
Then I'll nominate Keith as being the vice chair.
To vote on this first.
Okay. Yeah. See? That's why he's the guy in charge.
Well, really the Greenwood's in front of me.
Right.
Tony had some espresso before he showed up. He's
ready to go. Yes, I did.
Before we vote, Keith, I believe that you could not accept, and then we would just vote on, we got to do it twice, Holly, I think, right? Is that what we're doing? So the first one is to vote for Keith as the chair.
And then he declines.
Then he would decline.
Or easier.
It's easier to just say. It's easier to just say.
I'm going
to
vote no. So.
No.
So could we just scratch that and just go right to Keith?
I think because there was a second, you have to vote on it.
Okay.
I guess we'll call a roll call on that.
Okay. Keith?
No.
William?
I guess no.
Bill?
Bill and William is the same.
William.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I guess I got to vote no. Now that I know.
Funny. Absolutely. All right. Funny.
Okay.
That's my full confidence.
So, David as chair.
I guess I'll second it.
It's all a roll call. It was a yes.
Okay, so I do a roll call again?
No, we have to go for a vice chair now, right?
Okay.
Okay. Well, then we need to go for. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is confusing as all get out, but go ahead.
Keith?
Yes.
William?
Yes.
Anthony?
Yes.
David?
No. You don't be funny to use that.
It hurts when you're shy.
You are approved as the chair.
It hurts when you're shy one person.
3-1. So now you must take over the meeting.
Okay. Looking for nominations for vice chair.
Then I'll nominate Keith Holcomb for vice chair.
You okay with that one, Keith?
I am.
Okay.
Okay, hold on one second, please.
I'll second it then.
Thank you.
Any discussion or comments?
I'm just hoping you vote no.
Roll call.
Did you second that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Do we have any other nominations?
Oh, sorry. Any other nominations? Hearing none. Roll call vote, please.
Keith.
Yes.
William.
Yes.
Anthony.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
I almost said no. Just to say,
next year, Keith, they'll get you.
Keith, on being voted vice chair of Planning Commission for 2026.
We're in charge of our vices. Approval of 2026 meeting calendar. I think we've had some dates that we know for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So either Keith or I are going to be gone. I don't know if there's any dates you guys know about for sure.
Do you want my? I have most of my schedule I made out.
Well, you guys just tell me what days don't work, and we can adjust those here to make sure.
I know I will be gone on March 18th.
Okay.
I will be leaving March 13th and not getting back till March 31st. So if we want me in the March meeting, we need to move it prior to the 13th.
Yeah. And for that information, I myself and Tony will be gone from the 6th to the 15th. And Tony will be gone, 8th to the 15th?
No, from the 6th. I'll be gone from the 6th to the 17th.
Of March.
Of March.
Yeah.
So we should stay.
Either we stay with the 18th because three people will be there and I just won't be.
Okay.
Or four,
and maybe the ghost person. Or maybe move, I think that's best.
Yeah, my only hesitation with moving anything sooner is meeting timeframes and deadlines with the newspaper and notifications to people if we have any business.
Is the 25th available for everybody?
Not for me.
Well, David would still be gone.
Oh, you're still gone.
Yeah. So
is the 18th the only one?
30th, you're gone?
31st.
So, David, you'd be the only one gone then, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we should have our other person by then.
Okay.
If the council
approves.
So March 18th is staying.
March 18th is staying.
Okay.
It always was. It's just whether we were going to meet that day or not.
All the other days.
June.
I'll be okay.
Potentially May as well, but June for certain. I'm out 14th. June 14th through, I think, July 4th or something. Great.
And based on what Stacy just said, we can't really move it earlier.
As far as I know, I'm good for the rest of the year, unless something comes up that I don't know about. So March was the only one I had to worry about.
Are you good for June 17th?
June 17th?
Mm-hmm.
I should be. The only where it's going to get funny for me is July, because I got to go. I'll be in Vegas for a week, and then at the end of that month, I'll be in Romania for a week. And then, but I think June, let me look.
We know what happens in Romania stays in Romania.
He may stay in Romania too, you never know.
I know, with all my friends.
His vampire friends.
Actually, it's really cool because my Romanian friends have a trip planned for my wife to go to the Dracula's castle and everything.
Really?
Oh, so
I'll be working.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she gets the tour transfer. No, the 24th or the 17th, I'll be in town in June. The only other thing, let me think. I haven't got my schedule for October, November, December yet.
Okay.
Because I think I got to go to Orlando in the middle of in October, and I know I got
to
go back to Europe
to go.
In December.
I have to go.
Well, I got
to. They're
well,
paying
like,
for it.
Yeah, I have to go to Sicily. And
yeah.
Well, I got a new position. They appointed me the regional director for the AAU for the Lake Erie region. So I'm the new chair for that. So the Congress is in Orlando, and it's about a week long. So all the regions, and it's a voting year. So we all have to go.
So you do have to go.
That's why I was asking you about Orlando.
So
it's like, what did you do there?
It sounds like we're not moving any dates.
That's what I said. So, yep.
So the calendar stays
okay.
As proposed. Do I have a motion to...
I'll make a motion to accept the calendar as printed.
I'll second it.
Anybody have any other comments or questions? All right, roll call, please.
Keith?
Yes.
William?
Yes.
Anthony?
Yes.
David?
Yes. So passes. Do we have any communications for the public?
We do not.
We have the minutes of last. Yes, we do.
They are attached.
I have a motion to approve the minutes.
So made.
Second.
Seconded. Are there any changes or updates to the minutes? Okay, in that case. And the only reason we're doing a roll call vote is because the charter says we have to, because I think it's silly to have to do a roll call vote to approve the minutes. But
yeah, because council does it.
Yeah.
No.
Keith?
Yes.
William?
Yes.
Anthony?
Yes.
David?
Yes. New business.
We do not. So that is going to be scratched from the agenda. Truthfully, I want to apologize on record. I wasn't trying to skip what the mayor does as far as appointing individuals. It came to my attention that people were asking about who has submitted applications. So I thought because I got the application the day before a planning commission meeting, we could discuss and then we could, when I'm at council and someone asks if, you know, planning commission is aware or if they have any recommendations or comments, I could make that statement. I wasn't trying to like step on toes or skip what the charter is saying. So with that said, we do have the two applicants. The mayor did move forward with Macy Davenport's recommendation. So we don't have to review it, but it wasn't ill-intended at all with that email. After I reread it, like I'm like, oh, maybe he does kind of sound like I'm skipping over what he was doing. So
I want to apologize on her because I didn't mean to come across as a hard whatever, but yeah, I just more or less was a little surprised because we never did that before.
Yeah, well, in the past, Vanessa and the mayor have sent me design review board members, and I've always made comments or you know said to whomever, like, oh, they would be great. I know they've been interested for a really long time, and we would just have that conversation. So again, just because the meeting was today and I got the applications, I figured we could just discuss it because there's not a lot on the agenda. So
what do we know about Macy other than what was in that application?
So, funny story, because I'm old now, Macy Davenport, I actually had her when I worked for the Parks Department. I was one of her camp leaders. And she used to be one of the students that used to call me mom.
Okay, so how old is this person? 18?
Yeah, I wish. No, I think Macy's like 27 or 28.
Okay, we can ask that.
It makes me feel even older. She's, yeah. But same thing with Ryan over at Cave. He's on, you know, design review board, and he was in camp with Macy at the same time, and he was also part of the group that would call me mom. So every now and then when I go to Cave, he'll still holler it when I'm walking out the door.
keep in mind that you went to school with my kids and your sister, so.
Yeah, I know, so.
So if you want to feel really old, go over here.
You're really old, I'm just
I know that.
but no, I mean, again, personally, I've never worked with Macy on anything. My experience with her is just from camp. I'm on some boards or meeting agenda things with her mom, Lisa Davenport.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So, when there's a position open, is it announced publicly, or is this just word to mouth?
I think it's just word of mouth. I don't think there's any rule that says they have to publicize it. I think you just fill out the application.
So it's just word. So she heard it from about the position opening from.
So the mayor had a conversation with Macy. It was in, I think, the resume or the application that you fill out. Like, how did you hear about it?
Yeah, she said the mayor told her.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor told her.
That's what she said. So, but, you know, if we were to unionize, if there was an opening, then it would probably could bid on it.
You know, you got union ears over here. You better watch what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the two. I think it goes to City Council on Monday. Yeah.
Well, okay. One will go to City Council on Monday.
One will, yeah.
Yeah, we had
one
already.
One will go.
We had already had kind of an email back and forth on that same topic. That's why we were kind of well versed because we were talking about really it's the mayor's responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Including recruiting.
Yeah.
Anytime he should reach out to the people if he knows someone that would be a good fit to do that. So.
Now I feel bad because I got recruited by Ron.
You should. I don't know.
He got me soused. He got me soused and said, "You want to do this?" Okay. Okay. Old business.
We have none.
I see none. Reports.
Just a few updates. David, it's funny that you give me this meeting agenda minute sign in today because it's about Trusen Farm. And we did, Corey and I jumped on a Zoom meeting with Trusen around 3 o'clock today. They are getting ready to build their model home. In order to do so, they have to plat it. And because there's open space in front of this model home that accesses the road, they have to do an easement. So they're working on that easement so they have access for police and fire and all of the things to get through. And they will record the plat with the easement in order to start the building because it can't be landlocked, the county rules. So that is moving forward. They plan on breaking ground sometime in April. They're a little bit behind schedule because of the weather, the way that it is now. And they're waiting for, who do we get the lights from? Not Dominion. Dominion is
First Energy.
First Energy. They're working with First Energy to move two poles that need to be moved and trying to figure out what type of light poles will be installed.
Is the street tent up there? I haven't been up there. Is the street tent? Do I know?
I haven't been up there. I don't think the streets are in. I think they're dug and ready. They just can't do anything right now. They're working on some utility stuff.
And I think they'd have to do more than one model home. Because we had how many? We had two story and single story in that well originally, so I hope it's still like that. So I'm assuming they're going to have to move it more than one motor.
Yeah, the way they make it sound, it's weird because they'll do one and they'll leave that up as the display, but they'll sell it, and then once they sell, they'll start like building more. Mm-hmm. So it's weird. I don't know how it's going to work as far as the legal aspect or how they do stuff, but yeah, they will start building. Should be in April.
We don't raise our hands.
No.
No, no hand raising.
We're very informal.
Generally, they only build one model for a development that size, and they'll have the sales office out of there with all of their samples and their different elevations. You'll probably be able to pick from four or five different elevations, and that is usually the last thing sold is the model. Generally, not
everything. I'm just curious because if these guys remember, we went through heck with how many homes, how many styles, two-story, single-story, and I thought maybe they'd at least put a single-story and a double-story, but maybe not. No, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, so that's exciting. That's moving forward. We're extending the deadline for receiving RFPs for the master plan just because the city building was closed, and I know a lot of other places were closed due to weather, so we're extending that until the 3rd. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but we had 3 or 4 people reach out to see if we were going to extend it in because of the weather. And I feel it's only fair because we've also been out of the office. So that'll be closing on the 3rd.
Did you get any?
We received one today.
Okay.
Yeah.
The people
I had.
Grass
yeah, yes.
They will honestly call in, like, and we'll get them all on the very last day.
Sure.
Right before the very, you know, right before 4 o'clock. We have officially gone out for bid for the 2026 demo program. Holly worked on that and put it out. We're taking bids until February 26th for that. The Pollinator Garden RFP is still open. We're taking RFPs until February 2nd for that.
I think we're gonna extend that a week as well.
Okay. I meet with the mayor tomorrow to hopefully finalize the 2026 budget. We had one interview for the clerk position. This was an interview that was from the current list of individuals who took the civil service test. This person had been interviewed twice before and passed over. We interviewed, I don't believe that she would have been a good fit for the city. She's more into finance. I don't think she would have been happy with the position. So we didn't accept her. So we have to wait an extended period of time, and we have to rebid it per union rules after talking to Ms. Eisman. So we were going to have to rebid it, and then if nobody bids on it within the union, then they will go out and do a civil service test and not wait until May, but possibly move it up until March or April. So that position is kind of in limbo until we can meet time frames.
What an unwieldy process.
It's very strange, and I don't really like it. I do like it, but then I don't like it. It goes both ways.
Why does it need to repost?
I don't understand the rules. This is what they told me. I originally thought that they didn't have to. I apparently misunderstood, and before they do the civil service test, I was told that they have to go out and rebid.
They do a specific civil service test for this position?
They do. It's, I think it's the civil clerk position. And
just seems like that'd be something that's done every so often, so there's 3 or 4 people that are...
Yeah, I think they did the last one in February. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, but they didn't get certified until May through the Civil Service Commission. So they weren't going to go back out until May, but they think they can go out sooner. So once I have more information, I can relay that to you guys, but they're still trying to figure stuff out. The Kurbanek case is still ongoing. We had a meeting yesterday with Jason Dodson, Lisa Miller, the mayor, and Kurbanek's team, as I guess is what I'll call them. They're going to do a quitclaim deed, so Jim Kurbanek will no longer be the owner. The owner will be the original note holder. And then they are aware that once the title transfers, the new owners will get the violation letter. They'll get 30 days. They're going to go through the appeal process through BZBA. And then basically it kind of like starts all over. But they are aware, the new team, are aware that they have to come to the city of Barberton with a certified engineer plan in order to fix the building. So that is, we're moving in the right direction. It's taken a really long time, but they're moving in the right direction, and once it transfers, we'll start to see some action.
You feel comfortable it's going to stay up? It's not going to get tore down?
I am.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say who we met with yesterday as far as, like, the team goes, but the person who owns the, like, basically owns the building outright was the note holder for Kurbanek. Is now in the mix, and he has the means to fix the building. Okay. And he has partnered with a developing team and another individual to make the improvements. So
they know what they're getting. It's not like it's going to be.
And they've been through the building several times. We have a letter from the fire department and the building department saying exactly what needs to be fixed, so there are no surprises with them.
Which exact building is it? Is it Alexander? It's not Alexander Square, right?
Yes. From the bookshop to the corner where Altered Relics used to be.
All the way through. Okay.
All the way through. So another big one, which Emily wanted to speak on, I'm working with Todd in the building department because he's one of the newest property maintenance inspectors, so we're doing this as a team, so he knows how to go through the process. And with Holly, we have pending property maintenance violations for the Block 7 Bar and Grill building. So this is going to, I'm assuming going to end up like a Corbanic case, and it's going to go through the process for a long time. But the property maintenance violation was sent out. We're able to cite to court in the next 2 weeks. This has been labeled a nuisance property through the police department. The police department pulled a report, and there were 10 pages of police reports since last January. So it's been quite a pain in the butt. And then we are working with Metro to conduct or to build a super stop in the city. Metro got a grant for the super stop in the city of Barberton, and originally they had drawn up like a mock diagram of the improvements, what they would make to Block 7, and where Clem's Viral Bites is now going to be. Todd and I kind of freaked out because we're like, oh, we just went out for RFPs for the redesign of Block 7 for the parking lot. Like, this isn't going to work. So we had a meeting with Metro, and their grant is not site-specific. It's city-specific. So we talked to them about moving the bus stop south and incorporating that into the brown lot that the city owns that is by the railroad tracks towpath connector. And they seem really very excited about it. So we're moving forward with having that conversation and trying to work out some kinks with that.
Which actually moves it closer to one of our biggest employers, which
is
good.
Yeah.
And maybe some other things done that way.
Mm-hmm. And this super stop, honestly, the type of improvements that they would make to that area is drastic. They're talking about heated sidewalks and a heated parking lot and, you know, this connection area. So that would allow us to improve that area on top of improve Block 7 parking lot.
But it takes away parking for the new municipal building.
Well, I feel like we would add parking. We would be adding a lot of spaces, I feel like, to the Block 7 parking lot in the middle. And there's going to be just some discussion. I don't know if I can say it off record or whatever, but... I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to get used to the idea of the Cox building coming down.
I'm just going to ask about that. That was my next question.
And then that will be...
parking.
More parking.
We need a parking deck.
We have so much parking downtown, and people aren't aware how much parking we have.
Yep.
And
they don't want to walk.
Right. Everybody wants to park in front of Daly's Electric. You know, it's like our appliance, I mean... because they don't want to walk.
And I've been saying this too, like, you want to park close to wherever you're going. Like, so pretend I'm going to Target. I want to park close to Target, but I'm going to spend 3 hours walking around inside Target. I get it, but again, I don't like parking, so that's where we are.
That's too good.
But those are all of the updates that I think I have for you, if you guys have questions for me.
Maybe I lost it.
That I can think of.
So the reason Cox is coming down?
The fire was a big deal. And we're just not seeing the movement from Coon Restoration that we would like to. We don't see the interest rates going down to be what he needs it to be anytime soon. There's some discussion about the legal stuff with the building that did burn down.
Has he responded, or?
Not to the extent some people would like to see. There's not really a plan of action that we've seen. We put a fence up after the fire, and forced them to do that. So there's just not, there's a lot of talk, not a lot of action, unfortunately.
Is the city going to eat demolition costs if it has to come down?
We would have to. Unless we're able to get a grant or something, I'm not quite sure. I don't know if there's any gonna be any demolition grants in 2026 or not that we can maybe apply for or get reimbursed for, like we have in the past through the county. But that again is still all in the air. We have a meeting scheduled for next week with the mayor and the law director and myself, so we'll get a plan of action together, but. Unfortunately, my opinion is it's going to have to, that's going to be the result as it comes out.
Okay. Corey?
I think you guys might find this interesting. So I've been compiling a business inventory. Right now I have over 250 different businesses in that inventory. I'm just double checking to make sure I haven't missed anything, but I think it'll be a very useful tool.
Okay. You know, the Main Street, people have one for the Main Street footprint.
I actually used there. I actually borrowed that to, yeah, to start it off.
Okay. You're using their same software?
I took the list that they gave me, and I entered that into Excel.
Okay.
Yeah, for simplicity's sake.
She's got some kind of software package called, like, Monday.com or...
Yeah, we haven't been using that.
Monkey Butt or something like that. No, it's a monkey something. I think it's affiliated with the SurveyMonkey thing, but I'm not sure. But
okay.
You might want to see if that's worth it to you. I played around in it for about 10 minutes, and it lets you enter stuff and keep it up, and maybe it's even searchable. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Melanie about it.
So the CAPR, the end of year report for HUD for 2024 was approved. Woo! So we're good to go and use our funds for 25. We have a little over $1 million in resources for CDBG to use this year. The future of CDBG is still unclear where we're at, but we're just going to just focus on this next year. We were awarded a grant for Block 7 improvements. And then Magic City Comics right now is finishing up their tuck pointing. They received a grant for us. There is going to be, with Block 7 and with Tim Eberhardt, on both sides of the building, there are holes in the walls that the water is coming into Magic City Comics. So the building, I'm working with the building department to address that. So they'll be citing Eberhardt and Mr. Eberhardt and Block 7 for the holes. So we've got a pretty good detailed, it's not good. But thankfully, with the help of the building department, we'll be able to address those. But I have a feeling that's going to be another civil issue down the road. So other than that, I don't have anything. Caddy Corner is still moving forward. They're still up. I'm not sure. I wanted to touch base with them, find out when they're going to be done. You know, with the weather, they've been kind of, it's been iffy. And then we'll be awarding Green Diamond to fix their roof and fix their wall that's caving. And then we'll be awarding a grant to the Magical Theater for their renovations that they're going to do to Venice Hall. So,
okay.
That's what I got.
You said it's not good, but the good part is some of these things are actually happening.
Yeah.
Because in previous lives, we would have just sat there and nothing would have happened.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Holly.
Hello. Like Stacy touched on, the RFP for the 2026 demo program has been released and due February 26th. I've just had some like zoning issues, violation complaints. There's been a couple of those this month. But I think that's pretty much all I've got.
Okay. Anything else?
No, unless you guys have specific questions.
One question.
Yeah.
We turned that down, the adult care, it was going to go above zoning. Is it done there yet? Has it gone there yet? The appeals?
I have not heard anything from Todd about it going to BZBA. I think it's, no, I lied to you. It will be going to BZBA in February.
Okay, just curious.
I'm sorry, I was signing something.
That adult care, that
yeah,
was, we turned it down and it's going to go to BZBA.
Okay. Okay, lights ever come on? On Second Street?
No. They were getting shipped to us.
I think that we
on the 20th.
I don't think they know that there was a malfunction with some of the things, I'm going to call them chips, that are in the sensor boxes. And so
are we talking about the upright lights or
string
lights? When you say the chips.
Yeah, the string lights. So they had to be replaced. So we ordered those, and so they just got shipped on the 20th. I have not circle back around to Todd. I have been under his skin about this for months.
They've been up for months, right?
They have.
One thing about Good on Second Street, I don't know if you saw R&D Bike Shop, the auction picture. The pictures that they have online for that building is absolutely beautiful, lit up at night. It is gorgeous. Like,
so that portion of the lights are working.
That portion of the lights is working.
Yeah, it's like that one part works and the other doesn't. And there's like one little part that's like its own little Peanuts character doing its own little dance.
Oh.
And then on the second half, they're not working at all. So then they have to, Hayward has to figure out how to make that all communicate together once they get here. So.
Okay. Upcoming trainings?
We have none right now. I know with 2026, a lot of things are like starting to happen. We're getting some emails, but if we see of anything, that could be first.
So, did I just miss it, or was there no APA big thing that we usually go to this year?
That was the one, was that the one we had in Canton? Mm-hmm. That was the one we went in Canton.
Okay.
I feel like it was sent out, it was, we drove daily, it was 2 days, 3 days, I don't remember.
I mean, like, the stuff that, the stuff that we usually...
That was the one up in Cuyahoga Falls. I went to that one.
When was that?
That was like right after I started. It was like May.
I thought that was the AMAS luncheon.
Was it AMAS?
There was an AMAS.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It was.
I just didn't think I noticed that we had our usual.
Yeah, you're right.
Go pick up Hens and Ken's bag.
AMAS has some stuff.
Okay. We have no work sessions. And I will have a question for you after the meeting, please.
Okay.
And anything else from anybody? If not, I wanted to say the magic word. Oh, yes, ma'am. You're raising your hand again. There you go. You're not tradable, are you?
Does anybody need my phone number? Do y'all have my phone number?
So I usually send out like an updated list of everybody. I was waiting to do that until the new person was elected, but if you want to pass it out now, have to add that in.
I think that makes sense, is let's just get a new roster when we...
Yeah,
unless something's
going to
happen in the next couple of weeks.
Because it would be immediate, right, the appointment? So if you guys vote on it, if you guys vote on
emergency wording, well, no,
it would be
interviewed. It'll move through committee.
I did forward to Stacey about the first floor.
You're doing it back to back, though.
I know she was going to talk with Melanie
tomorrow
about it, but
but it won't be on our agenda for to vote in legislative, because legislative has to be first, the committee of the whole. So
would that be the following week or the 2 weeks?
Following week, I think.
Maybe.
Because we have to do legislative first. Then we're doing committee of the whole, even though it's the same night, that has to go in that order. So then that next week should be the legislative meeting. So it should be...
I thought your legislative was the same night.
Yes, but to keep the rotation.
Okay.
Correct. So we should have it the 9th. Should be the 9th that we will vote on now.
And then they would be able to attend the February planning commission.
Did you put our pay raise in there for this year?
Please, this year, don't make it a percentage. You got doubled up.
Yeah, you guys
get 2%. It's a dollar amount, please.
Twice as much.
Yeah.
2%.
Okay.
Chair and vice chair get 3.
Okay. Anybody else? If not, somebody say the words.
I'll motion to end it.
No, and I'll second that. And thank you guys for taking over, because I was put on mandatory 10-hour shifts, so I'm a little busy right now. So
glad. Listen, if I can retire, I'm out of here. So thank you for your ability.
You ain't
I'll
going
die
anywhere.
Before I retire. Yeah.
Do I have to do roll call for the?
No, it's when it's second, it's done deal. You did good tonight.
Oh, thanks.
This is a short one for a change.
I tell you what happened Sunday. We woke up Sunday morning.
You mean when all it snowed?
The TV in our living room, that real big one.
Died?
Took crap.
How old is that?
Huh?
How old was it?
This is what makes me mad. It's only 11 years old.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
It's outdated anyway.
Well, we paid like almost $5,000 for it.
You can get that now cheap for nothing. New ones are cheap.
Yeah. I know. I've been looking at them. I can't believe how cheap. I told Heather, I said,
well,
I spent
a lot because they're outdated as soon as you buy them.
Well, if they're only going to last 10 years, then I'm not going to spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on them.
I think my big one in the basement, I got a 52-inch in the basement, I think I paid.
Yeah.
Okay. And you too.
Okay.
We want to do anything?
No. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Right now?
No.
Yeah, I'm in.
He's probably over there because he's there.
Where at? At M&M's or where does he hang out?
He likes Einstein. Oh, nice.
He has the Einstein beer.
He what?
He has the Einstein beer. Einstein beer?
What's that?
He was one of those early contributors or something.
Oh, so yeah. He gets a free beer like every time he visits or something.
He gets a free beer. His first beer every night is free. Every visit. Yeah.
I wish I was just thirsty.
How do I get on that?
It's too late. He said it makes us finally paid off after all these years. I'll send out an email with maybe some proposed dates after I ask Don what he wants to do.
Right. Now this feels a little
all over. Yeah, I think we should do something. I was wondering, brother, sister, or married, or Never seen anything.